You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Wow, look at those temperatures.
And what, you can really feel that. Did you notice that? You get outside today, it's like, this is nice. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like 20, it's only 13.
But, hey, we'll take that. Wind chill's only 2 below. 13 degrees in Green Bay, 12 in Appleton, 8 in Oshkosh. And I hope it gets really warm because I just, with my wonderful car that I drive, the heater is out. Mm. So I was driving around last night, and it's like, why do I have a window open? Oh, I don't. Why do I have my thing turned down low? And I don't. I got it turned up high. Why is there cold air blowing on me?
Do you have heated seats in it?
Yeah.
Did that help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least one side.
Yeah, it's the passenger side, though, so yeah. That would suck.
I just got to learn how to, like, drive laying face down in my seat. It's looking in the rearview mirror somehow. Yeah. Oh.
So what was the problem?
It happened before. Heater core, I don't know. Like I said, I pretend I know cars, and I don't. Yeah. And I don't know. Blowing cold air. But I will.
You know what? It's okay to have the air conditioner on, then you just set it at like 73 or 4. And even though the air conditioner's on, just because it's air conditioned doesn't mean it's cold air. You can change the temperature.
Well, I don't have this. Yeah, okay. I kind of got that. Where it's a right. Kia. I'm just throwing it out there. So you can say, you know, 86, 84, whatever temperature it says it's blowing out.
Yeah.
But I was doing that just to see if, you know, if I have this as high as it'll possibly go, will I feel any warmth?
Oh.
And I didn't. It was all cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably something wrong with the heater.
Yeah, there's probably something wrong with the heater.
I think you don't know anything about cars. I'm below that. So anyway, yeah, take it to the garage.
Yeah. So there you go. So anyway, where I was going yesterday, I just want to talk about this real quick. I went to see the Green Bay movie, or the Green and Gold movie.
Oh, that one with the
Craig
star?
T. Nelson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing. Beautifully made movie.
Door County, right?
Yep, Door County. Beautiful, you know, scenery, and it's in the fall, and that plays a, you know, a big part in it, and beautifully done movie, just a lot different than I thought it was going to be. Excuse me. You know, they talked about the part about the Packers going to the Super, yada, 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 and that is kind of a theme, but it's almost kind of like a throwaway scene, or a theme. It's like, well, that's not really what it's about.
Just to put it in there, we can say it was in
a quirky part of it.
What Super Bowl?
Well, it was like Favre's. It would be based on like Favre. I think it's based in like 1993.
Okay.
About then. And it was, what they showed a lot of clips. And it was clips of Favre against the Cowboys back in the day. Leroy Butler's leap. So they took video from about 4 or 5 early seasons and kind of incorporated them.
But you're saying that didn't really tie
in? No. Well, okay. I'm not going to give no spoiler alerts here. This would be like if you said, hey, just write a little synopsis of the movie without giving anything away. Uh-huh. Okay. Door County farmer or rancher, whatever you call it, with the cows. Is that still a farmer if it's just cows?
A dairy farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So
I think that's a ranch has like those cows with horns.
Okay. So he's losing his farm, way behind on payments.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've seen that movie before. Okay. Mm. So that's the theme in that. And, of course, there's the cocky bank-type guy driving a Camaro. Driving like a 68 Camaro, which I don't know. I know it's beautiful. It's a beautiful car. So he's the bad guy, of course.
Well, always the victim and villain.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you've got the granddaughter who's feisty, but, you know, whatever, and wants to be a professional singer and yada, yada, yada. And the part about saving the farm by the Packers going to the Super Bowl, it was one of those things when he and the banker kind of guy got into his, all right, you know what? Here, you're packed. Okay, how's this? They win the Super Bowl, I'll tear up the note.
Really?
Yeah. How's that? I'll tear it up. Deal?
Wow.
Or if not, if they don't, then the next day, you're out of here. Hmm. Okay? So fun. But the part of them.
That's what they call betting the farm, huh?
That's what they call betting the farm. And it's actually one of those scenes that it's like that I laughed at. I mean, I laughed out loud. Was, okay, when I was a kid, we grew up playing Schmear. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're playing. He said, "I should have shot the moon." It's like I haven't heard that term "shoot the moon" since my mom said it in 1970. When you're playing Schmear around the farm table, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, it's a beautiful movie, well done, well acted, all those things. But the Packer aspect really isn't a major part of it.
I bet they paid a lot to get those scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then another kind of cute scene was they were in, they're in the little radio station, and they're like, you have to go on this radio show and sing. And they actually have the old mic of WDOR from back in the day.
County, yeah. Dork County.
And the DJ, you know who the DJ is? Charlie Behrens.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know what a lot of it was, and I thought, I wonder if I'm going to pop up on this in regards the whole thing when they're in the barn and doing whatever, they're all listening to local sports talk radio. So I wonder if they pulled out, I don't know if I can.
Some clips from that, yeah.
But they did it, obviously, in a more, I'm sure it was Charlie Behrens. It did a little bit more an exaggerated kind of thing. So the Packers this week, they're taking on the Cowboys, eh?
Charlie Behrens.
Well, let's talk to you then. You know, it's like, it was overly, whatever. But I mean, I'm sure somebody in the South would say, well, we don't talk that bad.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So, but it's a really nice movie. It's and a nice family movie. I'm sure there wasn't any bad language or definitely no, sexy time or not. 00000. Mm-hmm. Very nice, almost
wholesome,
fashioned in a certain way, which is okay.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny when you go in thinking it's going to be completely one way.
What were you expecting, though?
I was expecting it somehow to be really intertwined with the Packers season. And, that's when I was covering the Packers hot and heavy, and I thought, I wonder if there's going to be some cool stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you think you may have made a cameo in there or something?
So, I did not.
Did you hear my name? Anybody hear my name?
Hot Italian stuff doing sports on WDOR?
No, Todd. Okay. I didn't look into the background all the time of the shots at all.
Right. Not even a little bit.
There's my house.
Now, if this had been on the old VCR or whatever, rewound a couple of scenes, possibly to double check.
Is that me? Is that me?
Maybe. Maybe, Todd, but that's not the main reason.
Well, that movie's doing pretty well, though, right?
You know what I start disliking in person?
Mm.
When they really get to know me. Todd is really, I can't BS Todd anymore.
Right?
You're looking for yourself, are you? No, I wasn't.
No.
I didn't even think of that till just now.
I could ask that question of both of you. So, like, if Jim went, did he, if it wasn't his time frame, were you looking for the
right.
mayor?
They'd have done that.
Hey, are you kidding me?
Those 16
years. He knew he was going to be it, and he still walked out.
Well, that wasn't working. Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Okay,
so you would recommend it?
I would recommend
it. Well, that's cool.
Right. I would recommend it. It's a really nice movie.
You take your mom?
Yes, exactly. 100% you could take your mom to this movie.
Good.
So, yep. Got a thing here. At least the writers of Green and Gold didn't base in the 1998 season loss of Denver in the Super Bowl. Farm to be gone.
That's true.
Huh?
That is true.
I got another text here. So, Coach Finkel goes 5-7 this year. And misses a bowl game for the first time in 22 years and gets a contract extension to 2032. Really?
What is that?
Coach Finkel, Wisconsin. Having some tough times, obviously. But yeah, they sent him to a big contract extension. But,
I don't know. What sport is that?
Football. Badgers. Mm. But it's one of those things these days, if you got a guy that's good, you got to lock him up in a certain way because he could go 10-3 next year or something, and somebody will offer him twice the amount of money he's making.
Yeah.
And then if he's not doing good, they'll fire him, and it doesn't matter anymore. These schools, it doesn't matter anymore. There's so much money coming in.
Right.
That it's monopoly money.
Yeah, it is. And that college football. Yeah.
Cash cow.
Ooh.
Like, you can't. But it's also the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, it is.
That's
getting more like that, right?
100 with the NIL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, a UW-Green Bay basketball-wise, you hate to say this, is almost like a farm team. A GB at that level is almost like a Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to the major leagues.
Right.
Where if somebody's really good, they'll poach them. Yeah. They'll come, hey, bud, this is so-and-so, yada, yada, yada. We give you $3 million to come play for us next year. When do you want me there, coach?
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Text from Mike. That's amazing.
One final check-in with you, fine professionals, loud and clear from Moshi, Tanzania.
That guy's down at Mount Kilimanjaro. That's unbelievable that he is listening to us down there.
Nice to have something to listen mid to late in the afternoon. Take care, gentlemen. Mike Pritzel. Best of luck, Mike.
Yep. So he's a guy that is climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. It's an 8-day climb, and he's got the porters
and
with him.
And his lovely wife.
And his wife, too, yeah. They got the porters with him, and that's going to be great. I'm sure he's going to send us a picture when he's on the top, and... That's great. I'm really happy for him because I think that's not a lot of people's bucket list, but people who are serious outdoors people, that is on their bucket list. So.
And he's not the guy. You know, we've all been in these things. You know, when, it seems like when a new corporation, maybe broadcasting's different than others, but when a new corporation would buy your company, okay, and they'd bring in all their people from New York, Chicago, wherever they're based out of.
Right.
Right. And it's always one of those first things. We want to get to know everybody. Write down something you did, and then we'll read it and say, does
one of those icebreakers?
Oh, I hate those.
Just give me my check.
But what I'm saying is, if you're in a big room, and so the moderator picked up, said, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh. I'm not sure Mike would be the guy
you'd point to.
You'd point to.
Right.
Todd, you would be the guy I'd point to.
See, and I would never do that.
I know, but you got the big beard.
Yeah.
And if you're in that one hat you wear sometimes.
Yeah, probably they would, because those icebreaker things. I was in one of those, and they pull out the word, did this or did that, and then one was disinterested, and it was pretty unanimous. That's Jim. So I just was not. I'm just not into that stuff. I'm like,
guess this one I got busted on. Not busted, but I mean, it's like they picked up right away. My grandma went to prison.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one. Yeah.
So anyway, hey, it's Love Your Pet Day, and speaking of that, we got something to talk about that we're doing Saturday that sounds like a lot of fun with people's pets.
So Saturday at the Northland Hotel, and it's a free event, which is great, is being sponsored by, is it Rescue 7 or 7 Rescue, whatever.
Yeah.
I got to look that up, but it's to adopt dogs.
Right.
And to support rescue dogs, and it's from 12 to 2. Johnny and I are hosting that. It's going to be a great event. The dogs are going to be there. There's a little bit of a beauty contest. I don't know if we're going to judge. I think we are.
You're in the contest.
We're in it. Dress us like your favorite dog.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that as soon as we come back. My name is Mayor. We got a full lineup. We've got great, great lineup for you folks. Stay with us.
Sing the song with a heavy note. And rambling is the life I chose. Sitting here between the doors. The yellow line.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Thursday morning, once again, it is 13 degrees in Green Bay, which looks nice. Aptness 12, Oshkosh is 8, wind chill minus 2 on Trucker Thursday. I'll tell you what, man. Did you see out east, actually the southeast, not even east, southeast, like the North Carolinas, the Virginias, those semis, like where it turned just like out of the blue, turned into one of those ice storms like it was in Dallas that year.
Yeah.
And these tell you what, we have fun with truckers, but my God, those guys, they got a load they got to carry, and they are sideways, and they are jackknife, and they are, man, that is a tough job. God bless you.
With dash cams now, you get to see
those, the inside.
The accidents and stuff like that.
Hey, I'll tell you something scary. Those dash cams in NASCAR cars, when the guys start to see what they got those guys doing now, when they start to spin, they have them put their hands against their chest. Just let go. Just put their hands there and just let it go. Because the torque is so bad now on those wheels, guys were getting their thumbs busted.
Oh.
Because it would spin so hard, it busts your thumb. So can you imagine that feeling when you just say, You know, it's kind of like the old song, Jesus Take the Wheel or something.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, they're like, they just put their hands just like this and they just let it go and whatever happens, happens.
That's going to be
tough
to do because they drive.
The natural instinct is.
Right, exactly.
I'll tell you what, that little bit of snow that we had this morning, we had dusting of snow.
Yeah, very little.
41 was pretty slick up toward Brown County, so be careful out there this morning. People were driving about 60 miles an hour. So
it's salt. Speaking of dash cams, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about that pilot in Toronto.
Yeah.
That we think he has some splaining to do. Did you see Delta offered
$30,000?
Come on. Yeah. I gave you $500 to fly me from Minneapolis to, and you give me this carny ride, tip over, almost kill me. $30,000, you can even buy a car for that. I can't believe it. Delta is so wealthy and that's laughable. I think some people aren't going to like that. That is trying to buy off. And then they'll sell it, never come back at us. Man, I tell you, had I been on that plane, trauma.
I'll tell you what.
Your Honor, I'm not sleepy.
Get all those people together, do one huge lawsuit.
Absolutely.
And just milk them. I'm sorry. But
no just question. All agree before you do that, because people are like, oh, should we really do that?
Right.
And just to get the people to sign on, what is there, 42 people or something? Or 60, no. To get them to sign on and say, look, I know you don't like to do this. It's kind of, but I'll handle the lawsuit and 10% goes to charity. And they'll be like, all right, I'm in. I'll do it.
No question.
Assume for millions and some charity's going to end up with. Anyway, I couldn't believe when I read that. That is not, like, $30,000. It's just not a lot of money.
Well, plus, if it's taxable, depending on how you take it, it could be taxable right off the bat. So you're down to, what, $22,000 maybe now?
But
something else.
On the other hand, yeah, I mean, there's, I don't know, what is it? I saw some. We have, what, 200,000 lawsuits filed a day?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
We are so litigious in this country. It's unbelievable.
It's a great word. I'm going to try to get that in once a week. Okay,
try tort reform. That's
tort
what
reform
we really
is
need.
Big too.
Yeah.
Big
that's
fan.
What we really need. That's it. So, anyway, I.
Big fan.
And I told you my brother's friend
doing
was.
Doing stuff to our torts.
No,
Todd, what's a tort?
I told you my brother's friend was on that plane. He was.
Yeah, I know.
I got to call. Huh?
Could we talk to him?
Yeah, I don't know.
See if we can talk to him tomorrow morning. We've
that would be cool.
Got a couple slots open. Yeah.
That'd be phenomenal.
Because I know he was on the Times, New York Times interviewed him. And I know he was on that NBC, whatever, the Today Show, whatever those morning shows are. But all right, I'll call my brother and he can maybe call him. He actually works for my brother. That would be fun to get him on there. I don't think we should really ask him about the lawsuit.
Just what was that like?
Right, how was it like?
Upside down. Was he the one that was the paramedic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll have a better perspective on it than
others. He was very calm and went into paramedic mode. But they had I saw a couple interviews and those people didn't think they were coming out of there.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No, me either.
I would have kissed it goodbye at that point. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
been another small accident last night, a couple of planes down in Arizona.
Yeah, collided at Marana Airport right outside of Tucson.
Huh.
Yeah.
So are we just hearing about this now because it's big news? Because there's a lot of plane crashes or mishaps every year. We looked at that number earlier in the week.
We did. Okay, I was wondering that too. But then you mentioned, Todd, the other day about how many train accidents there are.
We talked about that too.
It's like, what?
There's a ton of those. And now we talk about how many lawsuits there are a day. So, yeah, there's a lot going on every day. That plane thing, I don't think we're just covering it now. But the media has been pretty big on planes. Like, when stuff happens, even those little tour planes up in Alaska, when they go down, it's like front page news. So I think there are more accidents. I don't know why.
It seems like it. With passengers. I mean, sometimes a Cessna will go down and it's, God bless the person, but I mean, that's...
But they're not a passenger.
Well, it's like the pilot, but not like the Alaska one. There were 10 people aboard that little commuter plane.
Yeah.
There were, you know, how many in the New York thing? It was 62 or however, or whatever. Yeah,
right.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are passenger planes, not some private plane. Yeah, right. And again, no disrespect to a private, but I'm just saying these are passenger carriers.
Yeah. And so there was a article that I sent to my daughter, whose husband is afraid of flying, and I think this raises anxiety for flying, just because you're reading this stuff now. And so they said, 40% of the people are anxious to fly. Well, it's probably a little higher than that, or the people who are anxious are now more anxious. So there was an article on what to do before you fly, and so there's calming things you can do. But it's still by far, hands down, no debate, the safest way to travel.
I just looked it up. It says it feels like there's more accidents, but actually, if you look at research and all that, it's pretty normal.
It is, huh?
Yeah. It basically says they're about as friendly as they've ever been, these guys.
Although, you know what?
Maybe they're happening together, though, maybe.
Well, the last couple of years, there have been some major ones. I mean, over in Europe, the one was just huge, mungus. You know, the New York one, I mean, that one's like, okay, you hate to say this, but I'm just going to be honest. I don't lie in this show versus whatever. I'm just going to be brutally honest and then let the chips fall where they are. If something happens in some other faraway country.
Don't say that.
Okay. I won't say.
There was an American on board. I know. It's like, yeah, wow, you're kidding. 130 people died, and one was an American. No way.
That's so I'm just saying how the media does it. I'm just, I've told you, I'm just being honest.
No,
it's not right. It's not good. I'm just being honest on that.
I totally
agree. But when something happens in New York, where we've all been, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just relate to it a little bit more. It's like, oh, I flew that route. Whatever. Right.
Now it's, I'm glad Todd said it's there's no increase in.
You got this one. Planes crashing raises anxiety of flying. Thanks, Jim. I didn't know that.
I just,
text we're here so
we're,
far.
We're here to inform. All right. Thank you for
listening.
We're
going to be talking with a wonderful young lady about her family's sacrifice for the Battle of Iwo Jima, which started this week. Got some other things I want to read about that. We got Gary Gresh from St. Norbert. We've got the Battle Buddy Response Team founder coming out. We got Bill Jarns coming out. We got a lot of stuff. Back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 42-year-old Gustavo Cantu was convicted yesterday of being party to felony murder armed robbery for the shooting death of Randall Denny in Green Bay in 2022. The jury delivered the verdict on a charge that was reduced from first-degree intentional homicide. Cantu's brother Alejandro and a third suspect in the murder, Jacob Ventura, were tried separately. Following an executive order by President Donald Trump last month aimed at barring transgender female athletes from competing in women's or girls' sports, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, or WIAA, announced yesterday that only students assigned female at birth can compete in girls' sports. The NCAA similarly updated its policies. Fox Crossing Republican Nate Gustafson, who introduced a bill last year that would have kept biological males from competing in girls' sports, applauded the WIAA action. Governor Tony Evers vetoed that bill last year. We hear about the housing crisis in Wisconsin and the lack of housing in general. Development is happening in the greater Green Bay area to fill those needs. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says one of the problems the city has faced deals with the way the population has grown.
One of the issues that we see, not just in Green Bay, but everywhere, is the reduction of household size, right? So you need more units to actually house the same number of people.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays at 1 on WGBW. With the bitter cold we've been having and the snow comes a risk of fire. Melissa Kay has details.
With the snow that fell over the weekend and the extreme cold now, the local fire department is reminding homeowners to make sure your vents are clear. Your dryer vent, furnace exhaust, water heater exhaust, and gas meter all need to be cleared of snow to function properly. A few minutes to check can keep your house warm, your appliances working properly, and prevent a call to emergency services.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready? While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. We got a very special guest coming up just a little bit. Beth talked about her uncle's service on Iwo Jima. I've got some excerpts to read for one of my books regarding Iwo Jima. I put a big thing on my Facebook. Bernie Neville, wonderful, wonderful gentleman from Green Bay, originally from Sturgeon Bay, who was only he had just turned 18 years old was on Iwo Jima, and he looked at the pictures I got of him. He looks 16 years old, and those are the, you know, I always say Hollywood does the actual guys that did the, and women that did the fighting, a disservice, because they'll hire these actors that are like 34 years old to play the part of something together to be like 21, maybe, you know, or another one guy who's 29, and in real life, they got to be 19. Mm-hmm. You know, so we get this image of these, you know, indestructible warriors. Yeah. Then when you see what they really were, they were kids. Right. I mean, again, with the Bayport football team we had at our show a couple months ago, imagine them in a year, they would be the guys that these people are portraying. It's a whole different world than people think.
No doubt.
Along those lines. Once again, today is Love Your Pet Day. We were talking a little bit about a big event on Saturday at the Northland that I think is a really cool event. It's a chance for people just to come on out, talk about dog or pet adoption and things like that. Right. And Todd, did you talk to Lisa in Oshkosh, Lisa Hale? I didn't know if she wanted to take part in this.
Why with her tarantulas?
With her pets?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think she's going to be not, available.
It's
for
not,
that.
It's not tarantula day. No, it's okay. It's we're.
How funny would that be if she showed up with her tarantulas? Yeah.
She's got a dog too. So
oh, she does.
Yeah. Oh, does she? Yeah. Well, then she's more than invited.
Yeah,
no, that's going to be.
So
fun.
We'll talk more about that coming up here. Right. It's cherry pie day. It's like the only pie in the world. That and pumpkin pie. Only two pies I don't like. Just
oh,
don't
man,
like
cherries.
I don't like cherries. They're too tart.
Well, not and you gotta put sugar on them.
Well, then you're defeating the purpose.
And then you got the thing with cherries is getting the seeds out. Because we used to pick cherries and then pit the cherries. And I did that. We brought the kids. They were young. We went cherry picking. And then you get those pitters. And we invited the Monsignor over for dinner.
Wow.
First piece he took, seed.
Cherry pit?
The first one is like out of that whole pie. And he's like, sorry, Father, you know. Yes, so that's...
You know what I think has tainted me, though? Yeah. I'll never forget, because we had a couple cherry trees in our yard. And they you didn't really eat them because they're just so bitter.
They
tart.
Are tart. Okay? But there's different kinds of cherries that aren't so tart. But anyway, yeah.
So it's down the stretch. And I got a feeling in the UP where you have a growing season in about 3 weeks. They're, you know, not going to be... So anyway, so one of my friends, said, my grandma said she'll bake a pie. Okay, so we picked... All right. She goes, I ran out of sugar, so there's not much sugar.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And she goes, and I didn't want to waste all day pitting them.
So no way.
We're eating a cherry pie, okay, with zero sugar, basically, and the seeds aren't, or the things aren't pitted.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
Now, you have that when you're young. Tell me you're ever going to have good memories of cherry
totally.
Pie.
No, I get it. I get it. Scarred for life.
Nope. Scarred for life.
Nope. I wow.
Yes.
Not what you think of when you think of grandma's cherry pie.
No.
Wow.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't my grandma, though. It was a buddy's, and she was kind of cranky.
All right.
She's one of those grandmas that you're kind of scared of.
She didn't,
you know, there's like the really nice grandma. Then there's the other ones that are one of those things. So,
but cherry pie's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What else is it? Muffin day? Muffin top or just muffin day, Todd?
Just muffin.
Just muffin day. All right. Leadership day. Okay. Introduce a girl to engineering day.
Well, that's cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. The whole STEM type thing. I mean, these young ladies have so many more opportunities than. But again, it's just the way I remember my sisters. You know, I want to talk about some classes that you talk about the dark ages, maybe, of all my brothers and sisters used to have to take. Number one, Latin.
Yeah.
They all had to take Latin.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is actually kind of cool. I mean, I wish I knew more.
If you're a doctor. Yeah.
But I mean, I always find it fascinating when you see like how this word is in like Latin and you see how they're connected.
I've always thought
that was kind of cool. But they used to have to take Latin, shorthand, and typing.
Yeah.
Had to have those three core classes.
Did you have to take typing?
Yeah, I took it.
Yeah, so did we. Yeah.
Social Justice Day. All right. Pipe smoking day. I grew up in a house of pipe smokers.
Oh, that smells great.
And I just want to say it. When I go to Boss's, I did that book signing at Boss's News in De Pere right before Christmas. And they just put me this little thing next to the and it's like, oh my gosh. Cherry blend and all these different types of tobaccos. Yeah. Say what you want. I love the smell of pipe smoke.
I think most people do.
Love it.
That's great.
John, was your grandma in prison all that time for that terrible cherry pie?
That was a different guess.
Different grandma. Handcuff day. Huh.
Have you worn those?
Only like at, Halloween parties.
Okay. That's right. You BS for a living.
Nope.
Okay.
Politics Day. Mm. Thank you. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Today
what else is there to talk
national
about?
National No Politics Day. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank
right,
you for
I'm just
that.
I sleep all day.
Happy birthday, Trevor Noah. He has a show on.
Well, he was on The Daily Show, he? Right?
Okay.
He was The Daily Show host.
All right. That's it. Okay. Yep. 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 Cindy Crawford is 59. You know, we were talking about commercials, how, you know, they've gotten for the Super Bowl. It's like, she had the simplest commercial that still has one of the highest Q ratings of all time, where it's just you like, they'd have those monitors set up for people and they'd do the whole thing.
Yep.
And those focus groups, like it, not like it. It was one of the highest rated of all time. It was the most simple commercial. It was her when she was at the zenith of her Sports Illustrated supermodel career. Okay. And she goes, she's out in the country someplace, and there's a Pepsi machine. And she just puts in that dollar bill for the Pepsi machine, and then she drinks it, and these boys are watching her. That was the whole commercial.
Really?
And remember that, Todd?
Oh yeah. I was a young man back then.
It's in formidable years. Yeah. And it's still one of the most iconic Super Bowl commercials, and like one of the most basic, easily done commercials of all time.
You remember it, so yeah.
Well, simplicity wins sometimes and stuff like that. I still remember it. Charles Barkley is 62. Patty Hearst is 71. Man, was that a big story.
Unbelievable story. That, if younger people are listening, you need to revisit that. I mean, wealthy family and a publisher and join that army and then turn on her. That's my mom was... We talked about that a lot at our house because, to see that happen.
Is I know.
Unbelievable. And now when she gets interviewed now, she's like, yeah, that was then, this is now. It's like, well, no, it's still kind of a big story. But
it seems like she kind of hooked up with one of the guys and yada, yada, yada. Well, then she was Titania. Was it Titania?
Right.
Holding that rifle. Yeah. I may have had a poster of that.
I think a lot of us did. But wow.
She like, oh, I got to be honest.
She looked hot. I did.
Certain women, you put a beret on them and give them an AK-47.
And
it's got a certain something.
Right, and it...
What's that French word? Je ne sais quoi?
Oh, I thought it was boing.
Yeah, jeez.
Sorry.
Isn't that the term, je ne sais quoi?
I don't know.
Any French people out there?
The uniform fit, French. I know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I went like her as Halloween one time. I really did. But anyway, so happy birthday. And then she marry her Secret Service guy or not a Secret Service guy. I think that was Susan Ford who hooked up with her Secret Service guy. And then Patty Hearst, she married somebody like that, though.
Not from that group, did she?
No. Somebody on the other side.
Okay.
Like somebody from the government type thing.
Oh.
I think she married. Yeah.
She's 71. That. Because how old was she when that happened? She was what? She was
20? 21?
Because
that was mid-late 70s.
And what a story that was.
That was unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And then that she joined them.
That's what she was kidnapped, right? And everybody's, oh, my God. And,
this poor
and,
girl. How are we going to rescue her?
Right. And we got how much money they... we got to get her back. And then she sends... did she send, like, a letter to him or something? Or a tape. It was something that, like, Dad, I'm
bleep you. Right. I'm with these people. Bleep you.
Like, what?
If that's my daughter, that's the response. Go ahead.
You think with his will, she would have kind of.
She went
that,
in as Patty. She came out as Tatiana. I'm a revolutionary.
She was.
Call me by my new name. Tatiana, I've been reborn. You socialist pigs. That was her.
That was her.
It was crazy.
Anyway, that's a good case study for students because I don't think. We talk about her enough, and that was a big, big deal.
Something was named. It wasn't her. The other one. It was the group. They were kidnapped on a train, and they started getting alliance. The Stockholm syndrome.
Do you remember
the Stockholm syndrome?
I don't.
These people were captured on a train in Europe. Okay, must have been in Stockholm. And they were negotiating, and they started like sympathizing. Captors.
It went over the other,
Where they kind of get brainwashed in the other way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Stockholm syndrome. Oh, that was big. Yeah.
Wow, man.
I was such a talented actor back in my day that I think I could have convinced the bad guys. Yeah, I'll witch you, man. Damn right.
Bring them, you and Charles Manson, I mean, bring them over to your side. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what happened to Patty Hearst, who was came from such a, I guess.
But I would have faked it to make, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really joined it, but I would have been a good enough actor to let them think. Yeah.
Get on the inside.
And then as soon as I was rescued, wipe them out.
Yeah.
Wipe them out. Here's where they live. Yeah. I'd be that guy.
Yeah, I think you would have been found out.
I don't think so.
Hey, Johnny's a rat.
You would have talked before me.
No, I wouldn't. The guy,
Todd, who would have talked first?
Johnny's a rat.
Todd,
I'm telling you.
I'm making a list in my mind what it would take for each of you to talk, like all the things we could put you in.
Oh, yeah.
All the situations.
Well, yours.
Well, yeah, you know I'm claustrophobic.
I was going to say yours. Yeah. You put him in a closet, he'll tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah, I should have told you my fears.
Yeah, that was not a good idea. Jim was
I can swim.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in a closet over water, that's what we'd get you to do.
We'll
anything.
Just make Jim eat some food from Dollar Tree, and he'll be talking like okay, that. Okay,
this is all you got is tuna fish from the Dollar Tree. Either eat this or you don't get anything for 2 weeks. Yeah. What's it going to be?
All right, let me tell you what's really going on here.
Okay, let me. Because Johnny's ready to talk. You're going to believe him over me?
It's waterboard or tuna from Dollars. Okay, yeah. That's he'll talk with the dollar
he'll
store
talk.
Tuna.
Absolutely. All right, once again, we got a great lineup coming up. We got a young lady talking about her uncle's service in Iwo Jima, which is today is one of the anniversaries. Gary Gresh, St. Norbert, Samuel Rock, Battle Buddy Response Team. We got Red and Jed Metcalf, Downtown Green Bay Cafe, Crawl, John Snyder Garden, Bill Jarts. Full slate.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
My name is Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Nothing better than Trucker Thursday. All the respect in the world for those men and women driving the highways, delivering the goods, doing what they got to do, especially in this unbelievably crappy weather. So anyway, we're going to be talking about, we have been talking about, but just one more time, I want to talk about Saturday. A couple of things we're doing. Pause for applause at the Northland this Saturday from noon until 2. Jim and I are going to be there. Dog fashion show, photo ops. Love it. Custom dog tag engraving. Runway winners photo featured on the Hotel Northland website. Lucky Seven Pubs featured on the Poke the Bear cocktail menu. And Walk the Runway. We got lots of giveaway baskets. A lot of fun stuff. Bring your pet down. Pause for applause, which is a very, very cool thing. And it's all basically to help with rescue and all the great things you do for dogs and your
family
pets.
Event. That's
family event,
fun.
Without question. Yep. I wish my granddaughters were in town.
Yes,
I'd take them for
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Without question. And then another thing we got going on Saturday in Two Rivers at the Community Center, which is a spectacular place. Got a huge fundraising event. It's the price is right. And we're actually going to be doing some, this is my fifth year, I think, doing it. It's to raise funds for local athletes, for young athletes in Manitowoc County. And they do a fantastic job at raising those funds and making a lot of and having a really fun event. And it's basically exactly like the movie or the TV show, the game show, The Price is Right.
Yeah.
We got the huge Plinko board. Yeah. It's really quite an event.
Yeah.
And that's at the community center on Saturday.
That's going to be a fun day.
And as I mentioned, we're hoping to bring that to Green Bay for
at the Tarleton, yeah, and we planted some seeds. We just want to make sure when we do it right.
See the layout of the land.
Yep. So that's I'm coming just to audit the show. You MC it, right?
I'm the
Bob Barker. Is that his
name? I'd be the Johnny Olson.
You want to be the Johnny Olson?
I'd be the Johnny Olson.
I think that's good because we could see. Yeah. All right, Johnny, who's our next?
That's 100%.
Okay, you're Johnny Olson.
Yes.
All right.
Our next, yada yada. We got this
fun.
Beautiful recliner.
Yeah. That is going to be, I'm really looking for, I haven't been to, like you, a million events. I've not been to that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I've never seen it or heard of it anywhere else. But, you got to have, they got some certain equipment, like the Plinko board and some certain other things.
But I asked the guy, if we do a fundraiser, can we use it? And he said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe
we just need a big truck to haul it in. It's like 7 feet high.
We can find somebody to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun. So we got to figure out when we're going
to
do that.
We'll tie it down to the top of the mayor's Beamer.
Have it spinning the whole time as we go. I think that'd be actually really fun.
It's a lot of pulling a lot of wind.
Just spin that thing around.
Yeah. So, that'd be great. That's going to be fun.
So that's in Two Rivers. I you know, I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it again. I think Two Rivers is the most underrated city in Wisconsin, as far as that I've been in.
Yeah, Northeast. It's in the mid, and there's a lot of great cities, especially when you get up to like Michigan City, Holland, in Michigan.
Over there,
On that side, on the Michigan side, there's some beautiful little communities up there, Ludington. But Two Rivers, they got it going on.
They absolutely got it going on. They got a nice downtown.
They do.
It's a vibrant downtown. It's clean.
Yeah,
it's
just, and everything's so well maintained there. See, they don't, sometimes, you know, it's.
I've never had a bad meal.
Well, that, the meals, the food's great, but and then you got, like I said, they keep the maintenance up, like the community house.
Absolutely,
that thing is just spotless.
That thing's over 100 years old, right? I think. And you walk in there, and it is. You're right. It's one of those old schools where the floors are glistening, kind of, and it's really well maintained.
And on the lighting in the city, and then you're surrounded by the lake.
Yep, and a beautiful beach
and Two Rivers.
Why did it used to have like a bad connotation? I don't want to say connotation.
Because of the carp?
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, that, and then they had all that alewife. Remember that?
They were kind of, yeah.
Stacked up on the beach, and it was like, oh, man. Okay. I don't know. The only negative in this, to some people, it's a positive. It's the population's been pretty stagnant, 40 years at 12,000. I mean, it just hasn't grown like, but some people like that.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
There are some communities up in Door County that.
They want that.
When you and apply to be the city manager there, and you're like, look, I'm going to come in here and bring this and that and that.
No, you get the old beep, beep.
That's exactly what. And you, if you can afford it, that's fine. But usually you need that tax base to help with the services.
What I like about Two Rivers.
They're doing it.
It's like, here's who we are, and we're going to do that real good.
Right.
We're not going to be something we're not. We're not going to all of a sudden change. Right. Here's who we are, and we're going to do these things really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do. And they do. And it's the demographics, I think it's a little bit older. I don't know that. I don't know that there's a lot of. That would be my only concern is
if you want to know Two Rivers, if you want to know there, you have to do a document.
Go to the KC Club.
Go to the Waverly Beach
or the Waver,
Bar.
Yeah.
For when they have pizza at half price or whatever, or what's the other one? Port Sandy Bay.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal
place.
But
right in that same neck of the woods is the KC Club for the Friday Fish Fry.
Oh, yeah.
And you just go down these steps.
You know, No.
Yeah?
No? I know where the KC Club is, right outside my doctor's office in Two Rivers.
That's what I'm saying. But
I thought you're talking over by.
No. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of by the beach.
Because I've seen that sign, and I thought to myself, I bet that's a really good fish fry.
It is. You go downstairs.
Yeah.
You walk down. I don't think they have an elevator in that place. And you sit at tables that like Formica on there. What do they have? Bluegill. I don't know how many. But that is a fun fish fry. Everybody knows everybody there. And if you show up, you're going to be the stranger. But yeah, it's great. I mean, that's such a great community.
I love those little places. When I go up to the deer hunting camp in the UP, I drive in this little town called Perkins, Michigan, which probably has 200 people. But they got an American Legion. And inevitably, when you're there, pancakes Sunday, fish Friday, like something on Wednesday.
Liver and onions on
Liver
Wednesday.
On onions. Love those places. You guys have a quick break. Back after this.
He's got to catch the boat to make Clementine. Then he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal, he comes just not flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.